The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed on by the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Then go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. So the gospel today, we have a scholar of the law asking Jesus, basically, what's the law? And I would say that he probably, because he says, "I've done all of these things since my youth," that let's presume he was a truly good person. This man was a religious lawyer, priding himself in his understanding of all 613 laws of the Torah. The religious leaders of Jesus' day had inherited a system that had turned obedience to God into something like an obstacle course, so complicated with picky do's and don'ts that it left the average person on a permanent guilt trip. This approach contradicted what Jesus taught, and confrontation became inevitable. The lawyers, along with the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, and others in religious leadership, were constantly trying to discredit Jesus. There was a motive behind the lawyer's apparently innocent question, so Jesus let the expert speak first. "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" The lawyer knew the answer. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." It was a good answer as far as it went. But you know what people are like, maybe lawyers most of all. We look for any extenuating circumstance that might in some way be an exception of the law. The lawyer knew that the command to love your neighbor as yourself was virtually impossible to fulfill. So he thought that he had found a loophole. "Who is my neighbor?" he asked Jesus. And that is when Jesus gave him this famous parable. Well, who is my neighbor? The traveling was dangerous. The specific situation involved a priest and a Levite, probably on their way to work in the temple in Jerusalem. It required them to choose either to save the man's life or to obey the law. What is the right choice? Follow the law and not save a life? Or be made ritually impure and unable to serve in the temple? Is choosing the law wrong? In Jesus' story, it is a Samaritan outcast who stops to help. Not only does he help, he goes far beyond what most people would do. He cleans the victim's wounds and bandages them and feeds him with his own travel food supply. He likely would have had to tear up some of his own clothing to make a bandage. Next, he puts the injured man on his donkey and takes him to an inn. He takes out 2 silver coins, a considerable amount in those days, and promises to reimburse the innkeeper for any further expense. This is an exceptional level of assistance, especially for a total stranger and someone who is supposed to be the social enemy. But the Samaritan did not let that stand in the way. With this deceptively simple little story, Jesus catches the lawyer on his own hook. He asks him, "Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" Jesus has turned the question around. He is not asking, "Which people should I help?" He is saying, to answer the question, you need to put yourself in the place of the man who was beaten and left to die. The better question is, when I need help, who do I want to help me? Don't you hope that the Samaritan would be a neighbor to you? In the end, it is about life, far more than just checking the boxes. Who was a good neighbor? The answer is obvious, but the expert of the law didn't want to say the word Samaritan, so he said, the one who had mercy on him. And then Jesus challenges him with a call, go and do likewise. Remember, the teacher of the law was from a class of people who prided themselves on how carefully they obeyed God. For example, they would not even pronounce God's name, considering it too holy to utter. They would even take a ritual bath to ensure purity before writing God's name. Along with the Pharisees, they were fastidious about observing the law in every detail. The lawyer had asked what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. Jesus' answer was, in effect, you have to do the impossible. Your love for others needs to extend far beyond what you yourself are capable of doing. Pope Francis, in his encyclical Fratelli Tutti, All Brothers, says the parable shows us how a community can be rebuilt by men and women who identify with the vulnerability of others, who reject the creation of a society of exclusion, and act instead as neighbors. Through the act of encounter, we strengthen our communities. Our Pope Leo likens this parable to the journey of life, calling it a difficult and dangerous road. The man is beaten, robbed, and left for dead, which can happen to us when circumstances, people, even those we've trusted, can strip us of everything and leave us out in the open. But it is in these encounters with others that we come to know who we really are. We are faced with a choice, to care for them or to look the other way. A priest and a Levite, who we would imagine would stop and care for the hurt man, simply choose to ignore him. Pope Leo explains that religious practice alone does not automatically lead to compassion. Compassion is not a characteristic of religion. It is a characteristic of being human. Human beings are called to be compassionate, no matter their religion. All of us are in a hurry to get home. This hurry can keep us from being compassionate because people who believe their journey takes priority are not willing to stop for others. Only a Samaritan, Pope Leo says, someone from a people traditionally despised, stops to help the wounded man. The Samaritan helps not out of a religious requirement, but because he is one human being in front of another human being in need. Mercy, Pope Leo stresses, takes form through concrete actions, because in order to help someone, you cannot stay at a distance. To be compassionate, you have to get involved and be prepared, even to get dirty, perhaps to take risks. The Samaritan is an example of compassion because he physically takes care of the wounded man. The Pope underlined that truly helping someone means to be willing to feel the weight of another's pain. He He pointed out that only when we recognize that we ourselves are that wounded man can we truly feel compassion. We become Christ, who became one of us to feel the weight of our human experience, both in life and in death. Jesus asked the doctor of the law to go deeper into his heart, even beyond faithful observance, to what is truly authentic to himself. In this way alone is he, and are we, like God, the one who has mercy.